love sending Kim pictures because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
funny,
do.
Funny, mama.
So that happens.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Paul, what's happening?
That's
Welcome
Kim Whitley.
To Funny Mamas.
With Kim Whitley and Sherry Shepherd. Hey, girl.
I'm doing. You know, I appreciate you telling me what you got to do when we got a podcast to do every week. And you want to go do stand-up. I don't nobody care about your little stand-up. This podcast is the most important thing.
That's not true. Take that back, that people don't care about my stand-up.
No, I'm not taking it back.
Because I sell out. You people care.
You care about this daggone Two Funny Mamas. That's what you need to care about. I got to go do stand-up. How y'all doing? I'm sorry. Me and her ain't been together for a week or so, and I'm about fed up with her. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, great, ladies. How are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm all right. She need to put a little church titties in.
Hi, guys. Because I ain't got no bra on today.
I see.
I'm trying to stay close to the thing so I don't go back.
Well, I know you went back and then you got your little things hanging out. What's wrong with you? Listeners, y'all can see what I see.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to stay close to the computer.
I see. You got your head, your big old eyeballs all up in the camera. Chris trying to adjust it.
Do you want us to put like a censored bar over cleavage?
No, it'd be down by my knees, the censor bar.
I like so it. Really that did I give that to you?
No, this is a, no COVID.
Wait,
no COVID.
Kim, do you know what that is? Kim,
oh my God.
Do you know what that is?
What is that?
So on Tuesdays, Sherry has been sitting in with B-Flat and they do Tighten Up Tuesdays. Last night on the live stream, Sherry did an impression of B-Flat and has now lost her voice.
Oh my gosh.
That's what her butt gets. That's exactly what she gets.
So oh, I gotta stop doing these impressions. Oh my, who do I think I am? Jamie Foxx?
Oh my God. I tried to do an impression of Kat. I was horrible. You'll see.
You was trying to do your impression of Kat, Kim Whitley.
Yeah,
why was you trying to do an indubitable impression of Kat Williams, Kim Whitley? The lovely Kim Whitley. Many women I have had, but you have not had the pleasure of having.
I love that.
That's good.
Hi.
That was pretty good. How you been, girl? How your trips been? What you been doing?
I was in Dallas. I told you I had a date with the Omega Man. And
yes.
So I've been dating in different cities. It's actually been a lot of fun, girl. It's been a lot of fun. So he's an Omega Sci-Fi. He has a beautiful penthouse. He does consulting for a biotech firm and he's like a land developer. And beautiful penthouse, floor to ceiling windows with the Dallas skyline. And he picked me up in his Jaguar SUV and he took me to this really expensive restaurant and he watched the game pretty much the entire time. In Texas, it was like Texas playing some football, and every guy was glued to the TV, women too. And I was like, so anyway, tell me about yourself. And he's like, yeah, touchdown. Yeah, I like, you know, I like consulting for the biotech firm. And I was like, oh, okay. So I told Kim what you said about Fizz. Whoa, what are you doing? Run, take it to the hole. Oh, you did? Yeah, because she cute. Yeah. And I was like, what just happened here?
That is hysterical.
What just happened? Now, let me tell you something. And I look cute. I posted it on Instagram. I had a really cute body fitting. You remember that black dress I wore in Atlanta with us when we went to the Slutty Vegan?
Yes, that was a nice
I had deal. That dress on, but I had heels on because my toe is heels. So I could wear heels, and I had heels on, and I had my hair. So when he first saw me when I came down, he was like, you look beautiful. And I was like, thank you. After that, it just
crumbs. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was crumbs. It was crumbs. But we had a great dinner. He spent a bunch of money because I put down a 24-ounce ribeye. Steak. Bone in.
I thought you were talking about him.
Wait a minute. You can eat 24 ounces of steak in one sitting?
A ribeye. Yes, I can. And I had polenta fries, and I had broccolini, and I had a glass of wine. You know, I don't drink wine. Had a glass of white wine. And we had great conversation. And then he took me, we went back to his place. He's got amazing art all over. He's beautiful artwork. And, and I decided to have a little pastry. We had that. And then we walked around Dallas, downtown Dallas. He wanted to show me the metropolis. And so we went to a lot of bars and had a good time. But, you know, sometimes you just feel like, it's just not the connection. So it just, but it was, really? But we had fun. Yeah, but no, but this is the thing. This is the great thing about dating multiple people, because you don't have all your eggs in that basket. So it wasn't like a connection, and because it was very interesting. So, but I wasn't like, oh man, what happened? Was it mean? And I was like, no big woo. I got another day tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And that one was a great date.
Like, is that amazing. The one that went on to something else?
Oh,
we had a good time.
Sherry, I mean, while you tell us about this date, would you scoot over 2 inches to your right? Oh my gosh, this date's gonna sound so much better now. Thank you.
Yeah, because that day was great. He's retired, and he's very handsome, really good looking, and great conversation, and it was nice. And just, you know what it is? It was like he completely doted on me. He thought I was so funny, thought I was so, like...
adorable, just, remember?
He thought I was adorable. We laughed. Like, we just had a whole date. It was all laughing. He took me to play Top Golf. We had a great time because I had never been to Top Golf. And we had a great time. He said, I want you to do normal things because you're always like doing red carpet stuff. So put on some gym shoes. And I was like, what? So he had me put on gym shoes with jeans, no heels. He told me he liked my natural hair. What?
Hold up. You showed your natural hair on the first date?
No, I had my big hair on. But the reason why he knew what my natural hair looked like is because I was at a barbecue, and he came to the barbecue, and I had my natural hair in a ponytail. You know when I wear in a ponytail? And he liked it. And he was like, well, you did something different in your hair. And I said, yes, I got hair on. He was like, why didn't you do your real hair? And I said, because I didn't even expect to meet you. And he said, I like that better. He said, I like it when you have the thing on top of your
panties. Boy, that one right there.
No, because I think if you're trying to get my panties, you want me to wear the wig.
No, because I tell you anything, you could be sitting there smelling like a goat, and they'll be like, oh my goodness, I love that scent.
No, I think that's you. Right, I think you can smell like a goat, and they like to be like, they like your scent.
No,
so great date. Mm-hmm. We're going out again.
Okay.
Congrats. So
it's when you date multiple people, then it takes the onus off you to be trying to be cute, trying to sell yourself, trying to figure out what went wrong. Did he not like me? Did I talk too much? It's just like, no, when you multiple date, what Kim has been trying to tell me for years and I just didn't get, it allows you to see what you like and what you don't like, what you want and what you don't want. And, you know, it was fun. I mean, I had fun with the one who was no connection, and I had a great dinner, and I want that SUV that he has, and we looked at a bunch of stuff. It was fun. Just wasn't a connection. I didn't think twice about it. And I went out again with somebody the next night. So I'd say date multiple people, because you're not looking to get married. You're just looking to be curious and find out and have a good time.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. You know how long it's taken me to get you to do that?
I know you've been on me for the longest, because I was like, oh, I can't tell a man that I'm dating other people. It's got to be him. I'm trying to figure out if we're going to get married, if we're going to go to the same church. Oh, gosh, he didn't call. Kim, he didn't call. No more.
No more. Mm-hmm. That is so good.
But that's how it was when I went to Atlanta. Remember when I went to Atlanta, I had two dates. One was in connection, and that second one was like, Kim. And he still calls me. He's supposed to be coming out here. So it's like, you know.
That is so good. I'm very excited. That is good because, you know, the more you do it, the more you'll get used to it. The easier it gets to
date. And then you can just tell people, like the one in Dallas, he'd really like dotes on me. He's like, I'd like to see you again. I want to come to LA. And I said to him, being honest, long distance doesn't work. Like it just, I'm not looking for anything long distance. And he's a great guy. And he was like, okay, well, let's just see where it go. And I'm like, yeah, but it ain't going nowhere because long distance. You know, then you're like, okay, what's next?
Well, no, it's when you find out that LA is dried up, you'll be like, where that long distance do?
LA is kind of dried up. That's the messed up thing. But long distance, can you do long distance, Kim? I'm going to tell you why I can't.
No, when I was younger, yes, I could do long distance. I can't do it.
Because you're always getting on a plane. Like, there's times like you and I are both extremely busy.
Except with Chris. Okay.
I was going to say, do I need to step in here? Just wait a minute.
Chris, Chris. Chris, okay if I don't see him for a year.
See, that's the...
it's the ultimate tantric move, right?
That is very tantric. That's very, very, very tantric.
I do think about you, Chris. I do.
You what?
I said, I do think about you.
How so?
Okay, I feel like I'm on a phone conversation. where do we go? What happened?
You know, I think about what's our first date going to be like, what you smell like.
Oh.
You know, how your arms feel.
Okay. Third person in the room.
Oh, hey, Sherry. Sorry. I forgot. This is kind of.
Yeah, Joshua.
That was really quite nasty.
Why are you down here? You're on quarantine.
Enters podcast derailed.
Don't touch anything. Why are you even in the kitchen? Don't touch anything. Now he knows he quarantined in his room.
You want to explain?
Please go back up into the quarantine room. One of his friends. See, this is what I'm talking about. Man, boy, why Rodney letting him romp around the house? He can't romp around the house. One of his friends came over on Sunday, and then the daddy called me on Monday and said, oh, my son tested positive for COVID. So Joshua has to quarantine in his room until Saturday so we can get him tested. He's right here, Joshua. Joshua. Go up to your room. Don't touch anything.
It's hard to quarantine a 10-year-old.
Yeah. It's very difficult. But he got a mask on and a face shield. But, you know, I don't know. I don't have a mask on.
Maybe you should have been the one to quarantine and let him have run of the house.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Funky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dede McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.
Oh, no. No, no. I told him, you come out that room, you better have that mask and that face shield on. Don't you touch nothing. You ask for stuff. So he uses the intercom and says, hey, I'm hungry. I'm this and that. He goes to school. He's been fine, but now he's running around here looking for the dog. I said, you can't rub on the dog.
The dog gonna get COVID.
Oh, my God. This COVID thing. But go ahead. It's just.
Well, I'm sorry that you're dealing with that with Joshua. Gosh, were you mad at the parent? I guess you couldn't be. He didn't know.
No, you know, they were honest. But the fact is, I had another friend over watching them with her son. Then, you know, Andre was over here and Amy. So, and Rory, everybody has to go get tested on Saturday. You know, I've been getting tested every day because of work, but, you know, I just hope, pray to God. Hey, Lex, is Joshua up in his room? Okay. You know, just pray my son does not have COVID. I mean, that's the bigger.
Yeah, but he's been quarantined. Have you seen any signs?
No, and I just got to.
Okay, then I think you're okay because you see the signs and symptoms within 3 days, Kim.
Okay, okay.
I mean, he still has to quarantine because he's not vaccinated, right. You know, and Joshua has asthma. But if you haven't seen the signs within 3 to 4 days, you're pretty cool. Wait, because I did tell Andre that because Andre's quarantined as well.
Okay.
And, you know, when you're vaccinated, you don't have to quarantine. That's what the CDC says, but I appreciate Andre saying he was going to quarantine. He's quarantining until tomorrow. Then he's going to get the 24-hour test.
Okay.
So it's you know, it's stressful. It really, really is. And here's the problem that I am having. We're going to talk about this on another podcast, about COVID and getting vaccinated, because Kim and I are pro-vax, definitely. And I have so many friends of mine who are intelligent, high earners, and they are not vaccinated. I don't try to convince anybody. Like my one girlfriend has said, God has told me that the vaccine is much more detrimental than COVID. But you're in the hospital with COVID taking up a bed. There's somebody else. My friend Bone, who got sick, stayed in a wheelchair for a day and a half because there were no beds, because people who had gotten COVID had all the beds in Texas. And the majority of them were not vaccinated. So if you don't want to get vaccinated and then you get sick, you're taking up all of the beds for people.
Thank you.
Like, it's selfish. You want to go out? I got another girlfriend. She's got COVID. So the one got COVID who said God was going to take, she said, and if I get it again, he's going to fight it like he's doing now. And I was like, well, so you say, I can't convince you.
No, you can't.
Another girlfriend, very intelligent director. She just told me yesterday I got COVID. I said, I don't even know why I asked. I go, are you vaccinated? And she said, no. And she said, but I've been taking turmeric, ginger, cucumber, elderberry. I've been juicing. I've been doing this. So I'm going to be fine. And I said, I hope so.
I got a friend of mine. He didn't get vaccinated. Him and his mama got COVID. But, you know, he's been a vegan and he eats really well. And he still got it. He's still struggling with stuff. And I mean, he is healthy. He does all of the everything, you know, takes all the vitamins, all the natural stuff. And that COVID woke him out. Yes, it did.
I don't wish anything bad to happen to anybody who gets it, even if they're not vaxxed. But it's just
Well, you guys can tackle it more next week for sure.
Right. I was going to say, everyone stay tuned. We're going to do a special edition about the vaccine. We're going to have a doctor on. I'd like to have a scientist on also, that we can speak about this. So please tune back in to Two Funny Mamas the following week to hear us discuss and ask questions about the vaccine. And
yeah, so if you guys And I'm sorry, baby. I was going to say, listeners and viewers, if you have any questions about this vaccine, because we are having a certified doctor on the show to ask the questions, please send it to twofunnymamas@gmail.com because, you know, it's so many, Jess Hilarious. I don't know if you saw her post. She played both the person who was anti-vax and the person who was pro-vax and what they, and their arguments for and against. And it was really good because I think a lot of people go through that. Nicki Minaj is getting blasted because Nicki Minaj didn't put out some cockamamie story to her, a friend or her cousins took the vaccine and all of a sudden his balls swelled up and his penis damn near fell off. It was bad. Like, and then Joanne Reed and Meghan McCain kind of blasted her. Then she went off and started talking about Joanne Reed. Now, we all know Joanne Reed. We respect her a lot. She's a very wonderful journalist. Yvette Nicole Brown got in it to defend Joanne Reed. Then the country of Tobago and Trinidad.
No,
Kim had to get involved because Nicki Minaj said the person whose balls swelled up and the penis almost fell out was from Trinidad, her friend's, her cousin's friend. So the whole country of Trinidad and Tobago, the health department had to have a doggone press conference. And they said they wasted so much money trying to track down the person whose balls didn't swell up and penis didn't almost fell off because he got a vaccine shot. You know what they said at the end? We couldn't find anybody whose balls swole up and their penis almost fell out due to a vaccine, the COVID vaccine.
I thought it was her cousin.
It was a friend of her cousin.
So there is no person.
There is no person. And they use all these resources because here's the thing, Nicki Minaj has a platform. So when she says she's not going to get it and don't you get it because your balls going to swell up. Do you know how many people are going, I'm not going to get it because my balls, Nicki Minaj said she had a friend of a friend. By the time they finish, they're going to be like, Nicki Minaj balls then swole up. Nicki Minaj lost her penis. It is, you know, it's like, check your facts. What friend? So they couldn't find anybody. But anyway, like Kim said, we're going to be talking about it more at length on next podcast. If you have any questions about it, please email us at Gmail at twofunnymamas@gmail.com. So there we go.
I appreciate it. And especially send us questions if you're a parent. I think we might have a pediatrician on. If you are have any questions about the vaccine or this COVID in children, please send your questions to twofunnymamas@gmail.com because that's what we will be focusing on. I know you're like, Kim, what are you doing?
I know. I want to ask you, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but you were in Cleveland. So let me know if I'm delving too personal.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm going to actually let you go ahead because you were in Cleveland because a family member was very sick. Your uncle. Who is your dad's twin brother? They were architects together and had they found their architectural company, Kim? Your uncle and your father?
My uncle James Whitley and my father, William Whitley, founded Whitley and Whitley Architects in the 70s and have done great work. And my uncle James fell sick in July, right after Kyle's birth wedding, and I flew home last Friday to see how he was doing, and they moved him to hospice, and I was like, what are you talking about? What's going on? What's wrong with him? He was just here. And I sat with him every night because if I'm ever in a situation in the hospital, I don't ever want to be alone. So, you know, I just sat with him. And on Friday morning, I left. I said, okay, Uncle, I'll see you tonight. I'll be back. And his son, Kent Whitley, came in. And when I left, Kent texted me and said, my father just took his last breath. So he waited for his son to get there. But Kent was there every day, but he waited for him to get back that morning. And it's my father's twin. And, you know, my father was like, a part of me is gone. I rely on him. It just, to see your father, you know, a twin, I don't have a twin. And my father's like, that was my source. That was my big brother. I was like, Daddy's only 5 minutes older than you. but he was like, I relied on him for so much.
They were identical twins.
Yes. And this is the thing, born together, gone to school together, did sports together, played football at Kent State together, went to the Air Force together, pilot, co-pilot, navigator. They were in the Air Force together. Left the Air Force, built a business together. The only time my father said he was away from his brothers when we lived in Africa. And he said, still, I talked to him every day, and I wrote him letters. And during the COVID last year, I was like, Dad, you can't see your brother every day. My father would drive his car over to his brother's apartment where he lived with his wife, Stella. And his brother would come down and they would sit in the car and have their coffee and their donut every morning during the COVID.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So he has never been away. My father's 87 years old. He's never been away from his brother. So the impact that it must have on my father, I think that's the thing that worries me most.
Just the impact of them being together every single day, not being apart from each other.
Yeah.
And your father's 87 years old. That's...
Yeah.
How's he holding up?
You know what? I went in there and I FaceTimed his sisters. One lives in Sweden and one lives in Oakland. And we FaceTimed him. He was happy to have his sisters. And I remember when I walked into the house after his brother had passed, and he was like, my daughter! I was like, he ain't never said that. And hugged me. But he's doing all right. You know, I call him every day. The services are next Friday, so I got to figure out how to get back to Cleveland. But, you know, do I take Joshua? Because then the school says, you know, Joshua's out of town. He's already quarantined. He's quarantined now because of play date. So then next week he can quarantine because of travel. The boy ain't never going to be in school. But
I'm sorry, I'm a laugh.
maybe it was planned. Joshua's got a strategy.
Let me tell you about Joshua. So when I got home, I had to tell Joshua, you know, Joshua's fond of James, had been knowing him his whole life. And I waited till the next morning. And I said, Joshua, I have to tell you something. You know, Uncle James was very sick and he passed away. Well, Joshua took off running and crying, and because he hasn't really dealt with death like that. And I said, Joshua, you know, I got him back in the kitchen. Amy was sitting there with me, and I sat him down and I said, Joshua, you know, this is just part of life, and James lived a good life. And Joshua was so upset, Jerry. And he said, I don't understand. He said, first it was KK, that was my mother. Then his Uncle James. He said, who's next? Oprah?
Oh!
No.
I was like,
oh my gosh!
But you couldn't laugh. I was like, what?
Oprah? Oh,
what? I was like, is she in the fam? He didn't say me. He didn't say Scott. He didn't say my daddy. He said, who's next? Oprah, let me tell you something.
I wish you could have got that on tape, but you couldn't have posted it.
You don't understand. Amy bit her lip. I started coughing, and he was over there crying. And I said, that's when you know you have worked for somebody way too much.
Too long. I'm glad he cared about Oprah. I am really, really, because he's like, that's our bread and butter.
Yes. Joshua was like, come on.
Oh, from the mouth of babes.
Oh.
You know. Oh. In the midst of all of this, your baby can make you laugh.
Yes.
This is quite, I'm sorry, Kim, because I know how close you were to your uncle.
Yeah, but I really thank God, Sherry, that I got to spend every night with him. Yeah. I talked to him every night, and I told him all my dirty secrets that I couldn't tell anybody else. We had a good time. You know, I sang songs, and I rubbed his forehead and rubbed his hand because I would want someone to do that for me. You know, and I know that I don't think I've dealt with it yet. You know, I cried at first, but I don't know if I've really mourned. And because I knew I had to come back, working on, Puppy Bowl Presents, the dog games on Discovery Plus, doing those episodes. So it's just been, you know, but the fact that God gave me that week to be able to go home, I was very, very happy about that. And every day is a gift. It really is. And, it makes you look at life when you sit there with somebody who's slipping away.
Yeah.
The place, let me tell you something. This place was called Western Reserve Hospice in Cleveland. It sat on the lake. These nurses, when I tell you, were fantastic.
And it's hard for you to mourn because you had to come back and go straight to a show and smile and laugh and hold it together because it was a whole, so many moving parts that revolved around you.
Yes, yes. So
you never, and what, then you came back and your son had to quarantine.
And all of that was happening. Oh, Jesus, Kim. This one,
you know, it's this new world that we're dealing with of, you know, stress already on top of stress with COVID. Then you lost a member of your family who was very precious to you. You worried about your dad, because I know at one time you were going to move your dad in with his brother.
Yes. Yes. That was last year.
That was last year where you thought it would be better for your father to live with his brother. And that didn't, for some reason, it didn't work out. But it's a lot you're dealing with, Kim. Now I feel bad for, you know, telling you off right before we did the podcast.
Right. You should feel bad. But
I
not
feel
really
bad for checking you and being pissed at you. Darn it. Now it means I have to apologize. But I won't say I'm sorry. Cause you hate when people say they're sorry. So I'm just going to apologize for how it
should be. No, I don't. See, that's for me and you. Okay. So have you ever sat with anybody as they're going?
I will say I have never done that, Kim. I don't even know what that feels like. I feel very empathetic, but I don't know what that's like. What is that like?
So you've never done that, huh? I was there with my mother.
I have to say I've not lost anybody except my aunt and my mom. I've never sat with anybody. My mom did. My mom, when I pulled the plug on her, and I said to her, we're going to be okay. I said, you can go. We're going to be okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm not even going to go into that, but I sat with her right before they turned off.
That's what I told my uncle. You're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. And I think that helps people go. When you say it's going to be okay.
Transition over. Don't say that to me if I'm laying in the hospital, Kim. Because I'm going to be like, bitch, it's not okay. Because I'll be like, bitch, don't say that to me because I got to go. You trying to rush me? I'll be like, you trying to do this?
No, I'm going to say it's time to go, Sherry. You've done your work here. It's time to move on.
I'm going
to
go, how you know? I'm fighting you all the way is what I'm saying.
First of all, you're using up all the electricity. You shouldn't be using this electricity in this hospital like you're using it. Yeah. No, okay, this is the signal. If you're still there, let's get a signal. I told my brothers this. If you're still in the bed and you want to stay, what's your signal? Is it one blink or is it two blinks?
Well, you know, I can't see no way, so okay. I'm going to be blinking what's anyway. I don't want to be accidentally blinking and you tell them to turn off the electricity. It'll be, feel my boobies.
Well, you know what?
Feel my boobies.
What?
Yeah, Kim know what they're supposed to feel like. And if they got that feeling, that go, yep, she want to stay. Huh? Shake them a little bit.
So will that wake you up if I go?
Yep. Just keep doing that. Shake them, shake them, shake them. If they respond, then you go, yep, she want to be here.
You got to have some kind of signal, first of all. Okay? Damn it, I didn't mean to send that to Chris, that damn video. That's what's taking
what
so long.
What is the video that you sent to Chris?
Sorry, Chris.
Oh, so the video is sending. You can't even cancel because it's in the middle of. Kim, I do have to say this about you. You are an amazing friend. You are a dope mother. You are the epitome of a caring daughter. And you're one of the best nieces anybody could have.
Oh, that was a good niece.
I know your uncle, you know, is prepared. He's up there. He's waiting. I hope that he can visit your father the way that your mother, KK, visited you and Joshua.
Yes.
How did she visit you and Joshua? Remember?
You know, my mother, she came back several times to make sure me and Joshua were okay. So, you know, I've been looking to see if, you know, my uncle has showed up, but nothing yet. My mother, you know, when she passed away, she came back as a bird, as a dove.
Yeah.
And
then she was in Joshua's room.
Right, on his first birthday. Me and Rodney were in the kitchen. We had a party, first birthday party. And we were looking at the baby monitor. And we said, who is that bending over Joshua's crib? Now, we done told everybody, leave him alone, he's going to bed. And he never used to go to bed early and cry. But this time, he was crying and putting up a fit. And we put him to bed. And you know, the kitchen at my last house was right around the corner from his room.
Yeah.
We took off running. And we opened that door real fast, and nothing. And he was sound asleep. Rodney looked at me. I looked at Rodney. He said, yep, I saw it. I said, I did too. She had on her, it was a white shirt with her collar, just like she always wore, curly hair, and was bending over his crib. And we went out and we asked everybody, and it wasn't but five people there. We said, hey, were y'all in Joshua's room? Nobody, not one person. We just looked at each other. We said, well, that's one thing we're going to know for the rest of our lives, that she came back on his first birthday. So, you know, a lot of people believe in things and, you know, signs and wonders and all those things. But it was definitely, it was definitely something to see.
Did you give her your new address?
That's so funny. My mother, I can tell my mother's Chris. So this place is Western Reserve Hospice in Cleveland. Sits on the lake. Wonderful staff. People were beautiful, but the place was awesome. There they go. That's
Sharon. Three angels.
Three angels. These are the nurses that took care of my Uncle James. That's Sharon on the end with the yellow sleeves. Alice, that's my girl, in the middle. And Rose over there. And then there was another lady named Dot. And Nate, when I tell you, these people, they see this all the time. These women walked me through the process of what it's going to look like. And all of them said they do this job because they care. And they said, what you have to remember, Kim, is we have family members too that pass away, and we have to do this for our family. Not only, you know, people, but we want, you know, to care, and they take care of you and they take care of the patient. So, hats off, and thank you so much to all the nurses at Western Reserve Hospice. And they were fans, and they would think, oh, Sherry's so funny, and Sherry this, and, you know, so
it was. Why do you say it like that?
Because, you know, I'm there and they want to talk about Sherry. And I was like, oh.
Even in a place of peace, Kim is still talking a lot of shit.
I was like, I can't get away from her.
I was on a date and all he could talk about was how beautiful you are. Did I say anything bad? No, I listened.
Okay. All right. You're right. But thank you. Just want to say thank you to everybody and appreciate everyone's support who's been sending letters and notes to my family. Thank you so much. And I got an award. I guess I don't need to talk about that, but go ahead. Because I saw your face.
What award did you get?
Okay. I got
wanted to say this. If the listeners and viewers could say a prayer for Kim Whitley and her family, because the funeral is next week. And she's got to figure out and pray for wisdom for Kim, because she's trying to figure out if Joshua needs to say his goodbye, but he's been in quarantine already a week, 10 days, and he will have to quarantine again if he goes to Cleveland. So she's trying to figure out what to do. So just ask that the Lord give her wisdom and a peace that surpasses all understanding in Philippians 4:4-6. It says, do not be worried, but by all prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God, and the peace that surpasses all understanding will sustain you. So just praying for peace over your family and especially over your dad, because that's his rock, his lifeline, his source. They were born from the same womb at the very same time, within minutes of each other, and they're identical. So they share everything, a heartbeat. So just praying for peace over your father.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love you.
That was nice, little pastor. Thank you, sir. Sheila E? No, wrong. I want to say, did you know Sheila E was listening to our podcast, riding down from coming up north? She sent us a video. She is in the car. First of all, you ain't supposed to be driving, Sheila E, and watching the podcast. She had it up on her dashboard, and she driving and just laughing. Yes.
Sheila E.
Yes, it was hysterical.
We love Sheila E so much. And you guys, unless you know her, Sheila E, personally, you guys know Sheila E with her, you know, boom, 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 and being on stage and you know, Prince's protege and Glamorous Life. But we know a Sheila E who's so down to earth, who's so cool and chill.
So much fun.
So funny. She loves playing jokes. She got a video she sent me that I still got to post of Kim was at the dentist's office and Sheila E put on a mask. It came with a stethoscope and a tool. And Kim didn't know she was Sheila E. She thought she was a dentist. Scared Kim to death. They were both at the dentist's office. And she likes practical jokes. She loves comedy. And she's just the sweetest heart, Sheila E. Yeah. So that... the fact that she listened to our podcast while she was driving, no less. That's thank you, Sheila E. We appreciate you so much. We love you. Love you.
You know what? I'll talk about this next week. Let's talk about our shows.
So I'm excited because I saw a clip of your show, which I'm going to post. You're going to be on Uncensored on TV One September 19th. So go to TV1, DVR. It is the Uncensored of Kim Whitley. And you had a clip. I didn't know this girl. You had dealings vis-a-vis R. Kelly. And looks like FBI and got involved and your career was almost ruined. And I'm watching this clip and we actually have a clip of you talking a little bit about that in your Uncensored. Can we roll that? Chris,
I got a tape with a young lady that was with R. Kelly at the time. It got ugly. Some authorities got involved. They called me while I was on the way to the audition and, you know, said this can happen and that can happen if you have this tape in your possession. Being a talk show host, I got accused of some things. It really hurt me.
Kim Whitley And now you can't tell what that was about, but it is about R. Kelly. And I don't know, it sounded like extortion or something, girl. But I was sitting there like, this is a part of you that, you know, people don't know, because we're used to you being funny and sexy. But the fact that your career almost came to an end.
Yes.
Because of a videotape and it being R. Kelly. You guys got to watch it.
We might go deeper into it next week.
Yes, we're going to talk about this next week. So it took aspects of your life and you really put it out there. You have pictures of people in your life, and our friend John Murray interviewed you. So you guys got to DVR this because we're coming out on Thursday. Kim's episode of Uncensored airs Saturday,
this
right?
This Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. It airs Sunday. So you got enough time when you see this to go push pause and DVR Kim on Uncensored and tell your friends, because this is stuff she really never talks about. So you'll really get to know another aspect of Kim, and it's probably going to make you run for the hills. We're probably going to lose a lot of viewership from our podcast after they see this.
Oh, no.
Chris, we don't want you to watch it, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, don't watch it.
Oh, okay. I got to wash my hair that day anyway.
You know,
how did you feel doing this Uncensored?
You know,
bearing your life.
Yeah, they took care of me. I've been friends with Keith and my boy for a long time. And Swirl Films said they'd take care of me. TV1 said they'd take care of me. And when you're with people you trust, I didn't want to do it. I've never wanted to tell these stories, really. And when you watch it, you're going to see I'm editing a lot. I would love to sit with you and watch it, but I know.
I'm going to be out of town. I'm so upset because I want to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, darn
it. It's because I edit. You can tell, even on that clip, I'm like, a lot of things were done. No, I could have been like, no, the FBI, they were like, hey, you're in a white car and your license plate is such and such, and you just dropped off, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but I didn't talk like that on this, and I should have, you know, because the FBI was no joke. It was gangster.
I would hate to be on the radar of the FBI, because I feel like once you're on the FBI's radar, they never let you go.
It was nothing. Which means- it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing nice. I wouldn't want anybody to go through that. And I think, you know, but I'm nervous. I want to see, you know, you're going to have a lot of trolls and people saying stuff. But you know what? You know, I just got to let it fall where it falls. You know, I talk about things that happened between me and Jack A, which I've never discussed. And
My gosh. Yeah, Girl, this is going to get deep. This is going to get deep. And if you guys don't know, because there always was Jack A and Kim didn't talk for a while because people thought Jack A, that Kim was Jack A. And there was a time when Jack A accused Kim of stealing her whole career, her whole life. Am I correct? Right. I don't want to say anything.
No, you're right. I don't think you've seen
a lot of tension. Seen. Oh, maybe we can talk about that afterwards.
Yes. Okay.
After it airs. Okay, yes, so listeners and viewers, I'm going to ask you, once you see Kim's Uncensored, if you have any questions or comments, send it to twofunnymamas@gmail.com and put in the subject line, Uncensored. And then we can, like, maybe we could do a question and answer. Or maybe we'll do a live, you know. So if we have enough comments or questions, maybe we could do an Uncensored live, you know. So that's very exciting. So watch it September 19th. Check your local listings for time. It is called Uncensored with Kim Whitley, and it's on TV1.
Yes.
So watch that. Now,
the day before that, you're going to be in a movie on the 18th. That's Saturday on Lifetime. So why don't you tell us about that?
It's called Imperfect High, and it's my daughter played by, I don't even know the character's name.
What's the daughter's name?
I don't know. Hannah.
Hannah.
Her name is Hannah.
Hannah.
What black girl is named Hannah, except Kim's niece?
Thank you.
But I play her mother. Nia Sue was the black girl on Dance Moms, the original black girl on Dance Moms. And she's grown up now. She's 18. She plays my daughter, and I move her to another city. she suffers from anxiety disorder. And so I've got to figure out my job and that busy with that. Meanwhile, Nia goes to a new school. She's suffering from anxiety. She falls in with the wrong crowd and gets involved in prescription drugs and gets addicted to them. And this is actually a epidemic with young kids, Kim, that are getting addicted to prescription drugs and drugs in general, because we've lost people due to that. And so it's her descent and her mother doesn't know how to get her out of it, because a lot of parents are completely unaware of this. So I play her mother, and they actually, even it's on Lifetime September 18th. You got to check your local listings. It's called Imperfect High, but they're having a mental health hotline that they're going to flash up regularly during the movie to, you know, if somebody's suffering from that, so you can call. And we do have a clip. I actually got the clip so Chris can play it. So here's a trailer for Imperfect High.
I got a new job, but it's in Chicago.
What about my friends?
September 18th.
I know you're gonna like it here.
This is really stressing me out.
I think a prescription could be beneficial with anxiety,
but it also can be addictive.
A Lifetime original movie.
I just need to go back to normal.
Addiction is a disease.
Sherry Shepherd.
Hannah, you're hot. Everything is messed up.
We're going to get through this together.
Imperfect High premieres Saturday, September 18th at 8, only on Lifetime.
See my face?
What is this, Sherry?
You cared.
Look at us. We got a whole weekend, Chris, of us.
All weekend long. Sherry, you were quite distressed in that scene.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I like doing... I'll send you my clip, and you send me your clip, and we'll post our clips.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good time. We'll post them tomorrow. Yeah, so this is very cool. This is a lot of people when they go, how come y'all are not together? Or Sherry, you're not on a podcast. Kim, you're not on a podcast. Because we'll be in the middle of filming something and can't get away. And we're not able to do the podcast. So people will take over, if guests will fill in. But now you know why, because you've seen it. You know, Kim was very busy doing the Uncensored. Plus, she was doing a TV show right before she went and did Uncensored for about 5 hours. And then I was in Canada doing that film, Imperfect High. So we hope that you watch it. And of course, if you have any questions or comments, again, address them to twofunnymamas@gmail.com. It's really fun to show clips of what we do. Who are you looking at, Joshua?
No, he better be in his room.
That house is the quarantine house.
Yeah, that's true.
It's hard to quarantine kids, though. It really is.
He's turned his streaming back on.
Yeah, we're going to have to ask the pediatrician about that. How do you quarantine children? That's hard. That's right. Like, sit them in prison. Yeah, like, what do you do if you got to quarantine your kids? What kind of activities can you have for them?
Right, because he has watched every television show, done every game. He's probably bored, you know. And I'm,
he's just been in school.
Yeah.
With kids. But other than that, there was an email, Kim, that I wanted to read. A listener, a viewer. Oh, that's not it.
Did you get up with your? What in the world?
I told you I didn't have a bra on. I don't.
Okay. All right.
I was in the middle of cleaning, and I was cleaning. This is my cleaning dress. I don't know where it is. This is my cleaning dress.
Did you say this is my cleaning dress?
It's what I clean with. So I had to mop up some stuff and just take care of some stuff. So, you know, that's okay, but I'm gonna find it because I thought it was kind of cute. So I'm gonna look for it. Tell me about this award that you got that I'm looking at.
Oh, okay, just real quick. 2021 Salute Them Award. Right here from Sheila Eldridge and Cafe Mocha, of course, is a Salute Them Family Legacy Award, HBCU Legacy. I just received it. I gave an acceptance speech. Ain't it pretty? So thank you, Sheila Eldridge, Cafe Mocha. Thank you so much. Legacy, you know, because my family's been HBCUs, I've been HBCUs, and we just keep, you know, keep the love alive for HBCUs. I went to Fisk University. So I like, you know, I love and being recognized for that. Thank you.
Do you want Joshua to go to HBCU?
I want Joshua just to go to college. If I can get him in.
You like, if it has the word community in front of it?
I don't care.
Just get him to college. I hear you. Oh, you know who wants to go out with us? Who called me?
Who?
Toni Braxton.
Oh, did you tell her that's my girl?
She called me and I said, and she was like, first of all, she talked like this. She called and I was like, hello. Yeah, she talks like you, but hers has more of a kind of a sexy kind of, hey, Sherry, kind of thing like that. And she was like, Sherry, when are we all going out? And I said, oh my gosh, Toni, I forgot to tell Kim that we were going out, that we're going to have drinks. So I'm working it out with Toni. She's got to go out of town to perform, but she'll be back in October and she wants to have drinks. And we all going to talk about being single women.
What? She's not single. She got Birdman. Okay. All right. So we're going to go out. That's okay. We're going to go out
and we're going to have fun. And I was thinking maybe we could ask Sheila E. too.
Do you know how much fun
Sheila's single? Huh?
Well, it would just be fun.
Because when we go out, look, Chris, I'm going to tell you, when we all go out, oh my gosh, we have some, and we nasty too.
I was going to say, like, not to tell you all how to run your careers and your lives, but as an advisor, a trusted friend, a confidant, maybe even a lover, I think you're really missing the boat not bringing a camera crew out on that kind of evening.
Sir.
Are you kidding me?
No,
with
we
you
don't
four?
Do that reality stuff. No,
oh,
sir.
Oh my goodness.
Because we
it's gonna
we
be
like
fun. We just got to put it to our memory bank.
No, write it down.
Just bring me along. No, I'll serve up questions.
I don't like doing that. You know, I watch reality shows and I watch them and Kim has done them, but some stuff is just like private. I think you can't, it's hard to be present to things if you know a camera crew is recording, because sometimes you censor yourself and it's like, then it's open to the world to judge what has just been going on. And when it's friends, you just want to talk about stuff. You want to commiserate, maybe with somebody, want to break down and cry. Do I want to see that on camera and everybody have an opinion over what was said or if we offended somebody? No, I don't. I'm not interested in doing that. Because remember, we all went out, Kim, all the funny ladies, it was Lonnie Love. It was Sybil Wilkes from the Tom Jordan Radio Show.
Sybil Wilkes,
it was Wanda Sykes. It was you and it was me. It was all five of us, right?
Yes.
Now, if you could have put a tape on that, five funny women, but we talked about everything under the sun and was nasty and everything under the sun, but it didn't need to be taped for public consumption. But we had an amazing time, didn't we?
We had a ball.
And then we went out again. And remember what? We went out again with Wanda Sykes, because I was trying to put together a tour with Lonnie Love, Kim Coles, Wanda Sykes, Kim Whitley. Kim Coles wasn't there. She wasn't there, but it was Lonnie, Wanda Sykes, Kim, and me. It was just us four, right, Kim?
Mm-hmm.
And we had so much. Wanda made us go to a French restaurant.
Right.
She married to a French woman.
Remember the first time I left? Yeah.
You left early twice, Kim. You always leave early.
The first time I left because y'all was talking politics. I didn't want to hear none of that.
Here's the thing with Kim.
Y'all
she don't like
politics. I want to talk something else.
Kim don't like talk. I love talking about politics. I will always lead the conversation to politics. And so we got heavily into politics and it was boring Kim. So she left. Kim don't want to talk about industry related stuff. She don't like talking about nothing in Hollywood. So anyway, Kim don't like talking about nothing about industry stuff. Anytime we start talking about Hollywood, which of course we're going to because we all in Hollywood, Kim get bored. She don't like talking about nothing politics because she get bored. It's amazing her attention span, Fisk University graduate, developer of so many amazing stuff, how bored she gets when we start talking about serious stuff. If Kim ain't talking nasty, she ready to go. So anyway, we got stuck in politics, she left. And that's when it got good. The second time we got together with Wanda Sykes, she left early and it got good. Because Wanda had to check somebody who was a celebrity. There was a celebrity that came into the restaurant and she said something to Wanda that she shouldn't have said because she had been, you know, she thought she was too cute. But sometimes people who think they're too cute they get this entitlement thing. And she said something to Wanda, and Wanda she got her ass handed to her in a basket by Wanda Sykes. She won't use that entitlement no more. She was like apologizing. And so Kim had left. Like she, and literally it was so bad. Wanda was going off. Lonnie Love was like this with the menu.
That's like
you couldn't even see Lonnie Love's face. It was so funny. And then we were talking about going on tour, and Wanda Sykes was saying she wanted everybody to sing the Black National Anthem at the end of the show. You were there for that, weren't you? Yes, you were, because you kept going, okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. And I was like, no, it don't sound good, Kim. And then Wanda wanted the words to the Black National Anthem underneath the seats so we can all sing it. She wants to charge $200 for the ticket. It got crazy, but Kim left. You pulled out too early, Kim.
I do. Chris, I won't do that to you.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, you're not the one that would be pulling. Okay, forget it. Just forget it. I am at a party that I was not invited to. Okay? This is the problem.
Kim, let's start talking through our food order while Sherry's here.
No, don't talk about nothing. This is phone conversation after midnight. I don't want to be a part of it, okay? I don't want to be a part of it.
I'll be in St. Louis soon.
We will be in St. Louis November 18th. Two Funny Mamas. I don't know what we're doing. Kristen got us out there for something. Oh, man. I don't know what we're doing. I think we're doing Two Funny Mamas, and Chris got some clowns and juggling acts.
Chris knows what we're doing. Ain't that right, Chris?
What's that?
I'm not going to stand for this. This is where it totally gets unprofessional.
Did Chris say, what's that?
Yeah.
Just when I think white boys done came up.
Listen. We're looking for content here. I was trying to get you to explain in detail, Kim. I was trying to play along.
Key said, because she's had Key, who is our sound engineer, has had experience dating white boys. And Key said, you just got to go up and talk to him. You just got to, talk to him. Kim, I think you talk too much to Chris. Like, you too aggressive.
No.
With Chris.
No.
Chris said no.
She's fine.
She's fine. I love it. So she's fine.
Yeah, but you don't be knowing some of the lingo. She say you like, what?
That was a creative choice. Not a misunderstanding.
Oh my gosh. Well,
you know what? Is there anything else? Because we need to wrap this up. I got to get up for work at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I got to call you. I got to tell you a couple things. I have to tell you a couple things.
I've been waiting on you to call. You know what I said? That's why I want to get off the podcast, because I want to get on the phone to hear about. Oh, and you know what I signed up for? You're going to be proud of me. Nothing against you, Chris. I just signed up for this dating app called Black, BLK. And because I've never been on a dating app that you swipe. That's how long I've never.
How long has this service been under in? I've never heard of Black.
Yeah, it's something new, but it's some guys on there. It was a white guy on there today I liked. I was like, oh, he on the Black app. But that makes sense because he probably liked black women. But he was cute. I hit him up. I told him about Chris. I said, hey, but Chris.
You told the white dude about Chris?
Nope, I sure did. I said, look here, I got me a nice looking man in St. Louis. I said, he's Caucasian. So, y'all on the same playing field. And I said, hey, let the best man win.
Okay, damn, why are you pitting white men against each other? That's so the antithesis.
I want them to be on the same thing. You can't put the black man against the white guy, because then that ain't fair. You know? That's like,
you don't want to.
A Latino girl. We're different.
Why are you gonna do that to Chris?
Chris taking too long. How long we've been doing this podcast, Sherry?
Well, there's been a pandemic.
And a half.
Right. A pandemic. If this was true love, you fight through the pandemic. That's what you do.
Who said anything about love? Where are you coming from?
Oh, too far? Too much?
Yeah, okay. Way too much. What are you talking about this love mess?
Speaking of love, let me just put out a public service announcement, because I'm going to have to do it tomorrow. You have to remember on this Uncensored, everybody, this is television. So to all my ex-boyfriends and people who you're going to hear some stuff that you might not agree with. Might hurt your feelings. Just remember,
Chris,
this is TV.
Chris.
A lot of stuff got edited. A lot of stuff got cut out. And they put out what they thought was the best. I said that I loved you and I said good things about you, but they didn't put it in the show. That's all I got to say.
This should go well.
Chris. She need to end to begin all that with Chris. Oh, what's that old perverted?
No. This could be interesting. I think
it's going to be interesting. I'm a nervous wreck because I was like, they cut that out. So it's going to be some angry people on Monday. Jesus.
I wish I could be here to watch with you. I'm going to be in Baltimore, but damn it, I wish I could be with you.
I still think we should do a live stream after the show for reactions.
It's Saturday. You said it's Saturday? No, it's
Sunday.
I'm going to be on a plane. I can't even do a live stream. Shoot.
Oh, man.
We'll just stick a camera on Kim and just watch it. Watch her react during the actual show. It'll just be the Kim cam.
No, stick a camera on them damn boyfriends who watch it.
Oh, no.
In 5 different continents and see how they feel.
Now you're putting the business out.
Let me read one email from one person.
Yeah, you did say that. And then I got to go help Rod.
And then we do, Wendy Williams test positive for COVID. Okay. We hope you are better, Wendy, and get back and do your show and do what you do best, mama. We with you. This is from Quincy Charles. It says, hey, y'all, my name is Quincy from St. Louis. Hey, Chris. And yes, ladies, he's a snack in person.
Well, take it easy, Quincy.
Okay, Quincy. Do what y'all got to do. I just have to say that someone told me last week that when you have anxiety, you watch the same things over and over because it's comforting. Well, I have to say that's true. I watch or listen to y'all probably every day. You're like home to me, and I can't even explain how much you all feel like friends in my head, like nobody's business. I wish you all the best, and thank you for making us laugh every week. Love y'all, Quincy. Quincy Charles, thank you so much for listening to us.
Great message.
And we hope and pray that your anxiety, you get a hold of it. I don't know much about that, but thank you from the bottom of our hearts for that email. We so love it. And thank you for loving on Chris. We appreciate that.
Quincy's, but become, I'm a fan of Quincy.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, great dude.
Is that just from the email?
Quincy checks in on the live streams, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, Quincy. Quincy's a good dude.
Quincy, thank you so much for being just a part of Two Funny Mamas. So we'll see you in St. Louis. You know you're going to get some free tickets, Quincy. Put Quincy down. He's going to get free tickets to whatever Chris got us out there doing. You know, Chris pimping us out there in St. Louis. We're going to be on the damn streets.
Oh, my goodness.
We ain't got no itinerary. We ain't got no lineup. We ain't got no venue. Chris just told us be there on the 18th.
Do you know how many times? Never mind. We'll talk.
We'll be there. We're getting our tickets.
Chris, aren't you worried about being locked in the building?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, we got to go. We got to go. So everybody, go to buyjack.com/ShoeFunnyMamas for merchandise. We'll see you next week. We love you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Key. Get out before they put the dogs in. So.
Right. Absolutely. Don't forget to watch Lifetime on Saturday and a TV One on Sunday.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
God bless y'all. Love you, Kim.
Bye-bye. I love you too, girl.
Two Funny Mamas.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Funky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.